Hello everyone, I'm Angeline.
I'm Rebecca.
Welcome to our show. Today, our article is about a big cleanup that happens once every year.
今天来聊有关于每年一次的 big clean up.
Rebecca, how often do you clean your house?
Me, I don't like cleaning, wiping, and brushing. I pay people to do that for me every month. What about you, Angeline?
Well, with such a busy schedule every day, I think most people only get a chance to clean or do a really big and thorough cleanup maybe once a year.
Mm-hmm.
And especially just before Chinese New Year.
啊，这种农历新年前的大扫除是我们中国人才有的习俗，趁着这一年一次的机会，把家里面呢彻彻底底的打扫干净哦。
We need to clean up our house, so it goes without saying we should also dedicate some time to clean up the world. Let's take a look at our article, Time to Clean the World.
Let's do it.
Time to clean the world. This month, people will try their best to clean up the whole world.That's because September 19 to 21 is the annual Clean Up the World weekend. This event began in Australia in 1989. That year, Australian boat racer Ian Kiernan saw trash in the Caribbean Sea. He was so upset. When he returned home, he made a public call to clean up the world's oceans. Soon, about 40,000 people joined forces.To clean the harbor in his hometown. Nowadays, activities include tree plantings, garbage collection, and raising awareness about the environment. So prepare to help in any way you can to make the earth a cleaner place.
Event. Event. Stephanie is good at planning events because she's very organized. Stephanie is good at planning events because she's very organized. Boat. Boat. A boat can take you to the middle of the ocean.A boat can take you to the middle of the ocean. Upset. Upset. Candace was very upset after she found out her friend lied to her. Candace was very upset after she found out her friend lied to her. Plant. Plant.We need to plant more trees around the city to clean the air. We need to plant more trees around the city to clean the air.
According to the article, this month, people will try their best to clean up the whole world.
That's right. We live on the earth. We should definitely try our best to protect it. The first step is to clean up the mess we made.
So why will people be cleaning up the world this month? Our article says that's because September 19th to the 21st is the annual Clean Up the World weekend. In this sentence, we see the word annual. What does annual mean? Annual means something that occurs once a year. Our birthday is considered an annual event because it happens once a year, every year.Yearly also means the same thing as annual. We usually go to the doctors for a yearly or annual checkup to make sure everything is okay.
刚刚 Angeline 老师提到的 annual 的意思啊，其实就是 yearly， 就是 once a year， 一年一次，一年一度的，就像健康检查 annual checkup， 来看自己的身体健况，这个健康的状况是否良好。今天文章中提到，每年九月的19日到21日，就是一年一度的 Clean Up the World Weekend， 我们把它翻译成世界清洁地球日。不过事实上它是一个 weekend， 它是一个周末啦。Angeline， this is a very meaningful event.、Mm-hmm. It is not the first time we do it, right? So when did it start?
Clean Up the World Weekend started in 1989.And has continued every year during the third week of September.
哦，所以这个活动已经有好几年了，就每年九月份的第三个周末。
So you must be wondering, how did this all begin? Let's read on to find out more. This event began in Australia in 1989. In this sentence, we see our first word power word, event.An event is a social gathering or activity. Something that takes place or happens is called an event.
Event 就是活动的意思，有可能是 charity event 慈善活动， political event 政治活动等等。
An event usually happens at a given place and time. For example, your school often hosts many events like sport competitions,talent shows,、mm-hmm. and if you're lucky, even a carnival. Concerts and festivals are also called events.
Oh, so event 这个字可以包含范围很广很广，像刚提到的体育的比赛呀、才艺表演啊、嘉年华活动啊、音乐会、演唱会等等，我们都可以称它说还是一项 event 活动。
Our example sentence for the word event is,Stephanie is good at planning events because she's very organized. Stephanie is good at planning events because she's very organized.
Stephanie 非常擅长安排计划活动，因为她是一个非常井井有条的人。Angelina, so we know the big cleanup event began 25 years ago,、mm-hmm. but who started all this?
The next line in the article reads, that year,Australian boat racer Ian Kiernan saw trash in the Caribbean Sea. Let's take a look at the word Australian. If someone is Australian, it means the person is from Australia. I'm Canadian, which means I'm from Canada.
Oh, so you can see Canada is 加拿大。字尾把它加长一点 ，Canadian 就是加拿大人 ，Australia 是澳洲 ，Australian 的话就是澳洲人。这项很有意义的活动，创始人是个澳洲人 ，He is an Australian boat racer.
We also have a word power word in this sentence. A boat is a vehicle that travels on water. It's moved by oars, sails, or a motor. You might have also heard of the word ship.A ship is much larger than a boat. In fact, a ship can actually transport a boat from one place to another.
那 boat 跟 ship 做比较的话呢 ，boat 比较小 ，ship 比较大。小时候你有没有唱过 row 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 your boat 这首歌呢？ Mm-hmm. 这个 row 就是划船、划桨的动作啊，所以 row your boat 就是划你的船。
Our word per word sentence is.A boat can take you to the middle of the ocean. A boat can take you to the middle of the ocean.
船可以带你到大海的中央。So this man is a boat racer. Mm-hmm. Who is a boat racer?
Good question. A boat racer is a person who races boats and takes place in races. Ian Kiernan joined a boat race that took him around the world.He sailed to the Caribbean Sea. The Caribbean Sea is a sea of the Atlantic Ocean and is between Mexico and South America.
这位赛船的选手航行到加勒比亚海的时候呢 he saw something he would never forget.
Mm-hmm. During the race, Ian was shocked to see the amount of garbage in the Caribbean Sea.The article says he was so upset. Our word power word upset means to make someone or yourself feel unhappy, anxious, or annoyed.
Upset 这个形容词啊，是很沮丧难过的意思哦。你可以说 I am， 直接用 be 动词 I am upset， 或者 I feel 用感觉也可以 I feel upset， 或者是你把它当动词使用。What you said really upset me， 你说的话真的令我难过。 Upset 这个字可以当形容词，可以当动词呢。
Our example sentence is Candace was very upset after she found out her friend lied to her. Candace was very upset after she found out her friend lied to her.
Candace 发现她的朋友骗她，主要觉得好难过哦。文章当中提到这个选手啊，燕，她在航行在美丽的大海上，特别哦，是加勒比亚海那么美丽的地方哦，竟然看到了一大堆的垃圾， mm-hmm. 难怪 he was very upset.
Mm-hmm. After seeing all this garbage, Ian decided he needed to do something about it. What did he do?When he returned home, he made a public call to clean up the world's oceans.
Made a public call? What does that mean?
I'm glad you asked, Rebecca. Ian made a call to the public, which means he asked the public to help him. Ian organized a community event to clean upSydney Harbor.
哦，所以这边的 call 不是你以前学到的喊叫啊，或者打电话的动词哦。Call 可以当名词使用，表示呼吁，表示号召，也号召大家来响应他的活动，大家一起来打扫雪梨的港口。哦，因为他是澳洲人嘛，所以从他们自己家的雪梨的港口开始。
Mm-hmm.
Did anyone join him? After all, nobody likes cleaning job.
Mm-hmm.Soon, about 40,000 people joined forces to clean the harbor in his hometown. To join forces means to work together.
因为这个 join 就是加入的意思， a force 是力量，所以 join forces 就是共同合作，同心协力。哦，没想到一开始就40,000个人加入，大家一起打扫港口呢。Did they just clean the harbor?
Our next line in the article reads, Nowadays, which means now, or in these times, activities include tree plantings, garbage collection, and raising awareness about the environment. So what do you people do now to clean up the world? Activities include tree plantings, which means they planted trees. We plant a tree by...digging a hole in the ground and then putting a seed or a young tree into the hole and then covering the hole with soil.
同学认不认得 plant 这个字呢？当名词使用的时候指的是植物啊，当动词使用的时候就是种植的意思。比如说 plant seeds 就种 种子、plant corn 是种玉米等等。
Our example sentence for the word plant is, we need to plant more trees around the cityTo clean the air. We need to plant more trees around the city to clean the air.
我们得要在城市多种点树来让空气干净一点。Planting trees does help the world become cleaner. What else did they do?
Garbage collection, which means they collected or gathered garbage and then disposed of it properly.
打扫港口的海滩啊，种树啊，捡垃圾。Wow, they really tried their best to help the world.
Mm-hmm.They did all these activities in hopes to raise awareness about the environment. When you raise awareness about something, it means you let the public know about something.
Okay, so it's been to raise awareness about something 的话，就是唤醒大家对某件事情的一个觉醒啊。那么举办活动就是一个唤醒大家对环保意识最好的方法咯。
Our last line in our article reads, So, prepare to help in any way you can to make the earth a cleaner place.
Starting by joining this year's big cleanup.
I really like the idea of cleaning up the world. There really is just too much garbage and pollution. Over 110 countries participate in Clean Up the World. I think Taiwan should participate too.
真的，全世界有超过110个国家加入这个活动，台湾怎么能够错过呢？
There are many ways in which we can protect the environment. First,We should only throw garbage in garbage bins. Garbage does not belong on the street or in the ocean. We should also try to recycle whenever possible.
同学们要记得哦，举手之劳做环保，要爱护我们所居住的地球哦。
What is important is that we make it a habit to keep our planet, Earth, clean. We should clean up the world every day. That's all the time we have for today, folks. I'm Angeline.
I'm Rebecca. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Can you ring up the restaurant?
Can you ring up the restaurant?
Hello everyone, I'm Nicole. 欢迎收听今天的小聚会。相信同学们一定都有和朋友相约聚餐的经验。而如果聚餐的地点是可以接受预约的，通常我们应该会先打个电话去定位，免得到时候大家没有位置还得苦苦等待。那么打电话去餐厅定位要怎么说呢？当然可以直接说 call the restaurant to make a reservation。不过这样听起来句子好长哦。今天的小聚会就要告诉大家一个比较口语的说法。Can you ring up the restaurant? 你可以打电话给那家餐厅预约吗？ Ring, R-I-N-G, 当名词的时候是铃声、钟声，而当动词的时候就是打电话的意思。后面加上 up up 就变成一个动词片语，表示打电话给谁谁谁。一般来说会打电话给餐厅，不太可能是为了和老板或者是里面的店员聊天吧。所以在这里 ring up the restaurant 打电话给餐厅就可以直接当成是预约定位咯。今天的句子在生活中很容易用得到，同学们都学会了吗？现在让我们再听一次今天的例句。Can you ring up the restaurant? 小聚会，我们下次见，拜拜。
Can you ring up the restaurant?
Can you ring up the restaurant?
Chit chat.
Marry with me.
Say 好英文再求婚哦。
表姐，好可惜，那天我都没有空去泰的婚礼。
你赶快跟我说啊，这个新娘子长得什么样子呢？
哦，告诉你哦 ，Ted married with a nice and beautiful girl. He's so lucky.
你有没有照片啊？我想要看。
有，我去拿照片给你看
啊。好啊。
不过刚刚表姐好像句子讲得怪怪的，她说 Ted married with。其实呢，英文呢，如果要说 A 和 B 结婚，也就是 A 娶谁或是 A 嫁给谁呢，直接用 A marry B 这样的句型就可以。所以刚刚表姐应该要说 Ted married a beautiful and nice girl。事实上呢，很多人就常犯了这个表姐刚刚的错误，想说和什么人结婚应该要用介系词 with， 这样是错的哦。如果要说和谁结婚，我们可以用 be married to somebody 或者是 get married to somebody 才是正确的用法。 For example, Ted got married to his girlfriend this year。而不论是用 be married 或者是 get married， 时态很重要，不然说错可能会造成不好的误会哦。像是如果我说 I'm getting married， 意思就是我要结婚了，我即将要做这件事情。如果说 I got married， 则是表示耶，我结婚了这样的意思。可是如果说 I was married， 却表示我之前结过婚，现在可能离婚的状态哦。所以如果你要表示 A 和 B 结婚了， Don't say they were married. You should say they got married or they are married.
What did we learn from teacher Laura?
哇， Ted 娶了美娇娘可以这么说， He married a beautiful girl or he is married to a beautiful girl.
Time to clean the world.This month, people will try their best to clean up the whole world. That's because September 19 to 21 is the annual Clean Up the World weekend. This event began in Australia in 1989. That year, Australian boat racer Ian Kiernan saw trash in the Caribbean Sea. He was so upset. When he returned home, he made a public call to clean up the world's oceans.Soon, about 40,000 people joined forces to clean the harbor in his hometown. Nowadays, Activities include tree plantings, garbage collection, and raising awareness about the environment. So prepare to help in any way you can to make the Earth a cleaner place.
Event. Event. Stephanie is good at planning events because she's very organized. Stephanie is good at planning events because she's very organized. Boat. Boat. A boat can take you to the middle of the ocean. A boat can take you to the middle of the ocean. Upset. Upset. Candace was very upset after she found out her friend lied to her. Candace was very upset after she found out her friend lied to her. Plant. Plant. We need to plant more trees around the city to clean the air. We need to plant more trees around the city to clean the air.